Hello, this is Priscilla, and I'm going to share with you a declaration of faith for healing, including scriptures from all parts of the Bible, every book. It is a confession that would be good to say daily, at least once a day, until you get some healing. Let the weak say, I am strong, it says in Hosea 3:10. God gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were, according to Romans 4:17. If anyone says and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him, it says in Mark 11:22-23. And then confession is made unto salvation, according to Romans 10:9-10, and that includes healing. All of these declarations are based on scripture references. Genesis 20:17, as God answered Abraham's prayer for healing, he will hear and answer mine. Exodus 15:26, his name is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord my doctor, my physician, my healer. Leviticus 14:3, God healed the leper in Moses' day, and he will heal my disease in Jesus' day. Numbers 12:13, my healing is based upon better promises than those of Moses. Deuteronomy 32:39, God has declared himself to be a healer, and I receive him now as my healer. Joshua 1:3, by faith I place my feet upon every promise of divine healing in the word of God. Judges 16:28, as God gave Samson supernatural strength, he is giving me supernatural health and strength. Ruth 2:12, I take refuge under the shadow of his wings where there is healing and deliverance. 1 Samuel 17:47, the battle is the Lord's and he will deliver me from all sickness and disease. 2 Samuel 22:3, Jesus is my rock, my fortress, my shield, and my Savior in times of sickness. Excuse me. 1 Kings 19:7, God will send ministering angels to strengthen me in this battle for life and health. 2 Kings 20:5, God will hear my prayer and give me healing, health, and long life in Jesus' name. 1 Chronicles 16:11, as the Israelites looked to the brazen serpent and were healed, I look to Jesus for healing. 2 Chronicles 30:20, one man's prayer can bring healing to a multitude through the mercy of God. Ezra 6:22, Jesus, my Passover lamb, suffered for my deliverance from sin, sickness, and disease. Nehemiah 8:10, I will rejoice and be glad in the Lord my Redeemer, who is healing me now. Esther 5:1, God gives me entrance into the Holy of Holies to make my request known to him. Job 33:28, God has delivered my soul from the grave, and I shall live to proclaim his power to heal. Psalm 103:3, he forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases all the time. Proverbs 4:20, God's word in my mouth and in my heart will bring healing to my whole body. Ecclesiastes 3:3, now is the time for me to be healed, for Jesus has paid the price in full. Song of Solomon 4:7, he who loved me enough to die for me shall also freely give me all things. Isaiah 53:4-5, by Jesus' wounds we were healed. Therefore, by Jesus' wounds I am healed now. Jeremiah 30:17, the Lord is restoring my health and healing my wounds. Lamentations 3:22, because of his love, his compassion, and his faithfulness, I shall not die but live. Ezekiel 47:8-9, where the river flows, everything will live. The river flows in me, so I shall live. Daniel 11, 32. By faith in God's word, I resist the devil and all the works of the devil in the name of Jesus. Hosea 6:1. I will seek the Lord with all my heart, and he will heal me and bind up my wounds. Joel 3:10. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Let the sick say, I am healed. Amos 5:14. I seek good and not evil. Therefore I shall live and do the will of my Father. Obadiah 17. My deliverance comes from Mount Zion, where Christ made atonement for me. Jonah 2:9. I will offer the sacrifice of praise to Jehovah Rapha, my personal physician. Micah 7:15. God will show forth in me his power to heal. Nahum 1:15. God's good news to the sick is that there is supernatural healing in the atonement. Habakkuk 2:14. The truth about divine healing is setting me free from sickness and disease. Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord my God is mighty to save me from every attack of the devil. Haggai 2:5. I shall not fear, for his spirit remains within me and upon me to bring me into victory. Zechariah 4:6. It is not by might nor by power, but by the spirit of the Lord God Almighty. Malachi 4:2. The Son of Righteousness will rise for me with healing in his rays, for I exalt Jesus' name. Matthew 4:23. Jesus healed every sickness and disease among the people then, and he heals me now. Mark 11:23. I command all sickness and disease to dissolve and disintegrate and pass from my body. Jesus healed all who came to him for healing. This is Luke 4:40. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I have come to Jesus to receive my healing, and I shall not be disappointed. John 4:46-53. A royal official simply believed the word Jesus spoke to him concerning the healing of his son and left for home. His son was healed. According to Jesus' word, I believe his healing word to me. Acts 5:16. There is not one case in the New Testament of anyone who came to Jesus for healing who did not get healed. He came to do the will of the Father, establishing forever God's will in the matter of healing. Romans 4:17-21. I am fully persuaded that God is able to do for me all he has promised to do. Therefore, I will call those things that be not as though they were, and they shall be. 1 Corinthians 12:7-9. God says, has given us gifts of healing to the body of Christ so that believers may live in health. 2 Corinthians 1:20, all the promises of God for healing are yes in Christ, and through him the amen, so be it. It is spoken by us to the glory of God. These declarations are a resounding amen to his promises. Galatians 3:13, Christ became a curse for me, and thus he has redeemed me from the curse of the law, which includes every sickness and disease mentioned in Deuteronomy 28. Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him who is able to do immeasurably more than all I could ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within me, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. Philippians 1:6, I am confident that he who has begun his healing work in me shall carry it on to completion. Colossians 3:16. The word of Christ dwells in me richly, and I am singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in my heart to God for his healing touch upon my body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Jesus has purchased redemption for me, spirit, soul, and body. 2 Thessalonians 2:15. I am standing firm and holding on to the teachings I have received concerning divine healing. I will not cease to give thanks to God for his provision and his promise. 1 Timothy 6:12. I will fight the good fight of faith until I see my healing come in its fullness. 2 Timothy 1:12. I know whom I have believed and am convinced that he is able to guard and keep that which I have entrusted to him, including my physical health. Titus 3:5. Jesus saves us and heals us, not because of any righteous things that we have done, but because of his mercy. He blesses us abundantly through the merits of our Lord Jesus Christ. Philemon 3. It is by the grace of God, his unmerited favor, that we are healed and made whole. Hebrews 10:35. I will not throw away my confidence, which will be richly rewarded. I will persevere in my confession of faith so that I will receive what he has promised. James 5:16. Anointing with oil in the name of the Lord and the prayer offered in faith will make any sick person well, and the Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. 1 Peter 2:24. By Jesus' wounds I have been healed. It is done. Yes, it is done. In the mighty name of Jesus, the victory is won. 2 Peter 1:3. His divine power has given me everything I need for life and godliness. 1 John 5:14. This is the confidence I have in him, that if I ask anything according to his will, and healing is his will, he hears me, and I know I have what I've asked of him. 2 John 6, faith works through love, and God's love is poured out in my heart by the Holy Spirit. 3 John 2, God is concerned for my physical well-being as well as for my spiritual well-being. Jude, verse 20, I will continue to build myself up in my most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Revelation 1:7. Jesus is the Alpha and Omega, the Almighty. Nothing is too hard for him to do. God bless you and surround you with his love and peace and healing grace. Amen.